For years, government ministers have argued Australia will pull out of Afghanistan when the job is done. Shortly, the Prime Minister will deliver a speech saying the end is now in sight for Australian troops. In fact, most could be home by the end of next year, 12 months ahead of schedule. While Julia Gillard cautions that Afghanistan will need support for years to come, already she's attracted political criticism about the motivation for the revised withdrawal timetable. Chief Political Correspondent Sabra Lane.
Next month in Chicago, NATO allies in the Afghanistan war will sit down and discuss progress and how and when they'll withdraw. The Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, will be at the summit. The speech she'll deliver shortly in Canberra sets out Australia's view, acknowledging there are still hard days ahead with days of grief, but that the world's democracies are weary of this war. Ms Gillard will say that Australian troops have and are continuing to make great progress in disrupting the Taliban, as well as in training local Afghan police and soldiers and helping the nation in reconstruction efforts. The federal government expects President Hamid Karzai will make an announcement soon on the transition plan for Oruzgan, an area mainly under Australia's command. It's expected the handover to Afghan forces will happen first and soon, and that it will take 12 to 18 months before the bulk of Australia's defence personnel are home. The withdrawal is a year ahead of schedule, and most should be home before the next federal election. 32 Australian soldiers have lost their lives in Afghanistan. Felix Scher's son Greg was an Australian commando. He was killed in Oruzgan in early 2009. Mr Scher's told the ABC's Linda Mottram that the Prime Minister's decision is based on sound advice.
The experts that are making the decision are military experts, and they're the ones that will know whether we should stay or not. In terms of cost as well, consider the fact that the number of women that have been educated, the infrastructure that's been built. Unfortunately, we've made this world into such a place that sometimes it takes a life to save a number of lives. And I can only just pray that my son's life and those of all the other soldiers that have been sacrificed will save multiples of their lives. Consider how many lives would have been saved by the action of our soldiers and our participation.
The Prime Minister will say Australia's prepared to give Afghanistan money for years to come. The assistance will be used to continue training local military and police and to developing the country's economy, agriculture, minerals and education sectors. Ms Gillard says the government will also consider keeping a limited special forces component in Afghanistan, saying Australia has a national interest in ensuring it doesn't become a safe haven for terrorists again. The opposition leader, Tony Abbott.
We do have to respect their judgment, but I have no reason to think that it shouldn't be possible to finish the job sooner rather than later.
On Sky News, the Shadow Attorney General, George Brandis, questioned the decision to bring the troops home a year ahead of schedule.
It would be a shameful thing if after nearly 12 years of deployment in Afghanistan and the loss of more than 30 Australian lives, this mission were foreshortened for reasons of domestic political convenience for the Labor Party.
The Independent MP Andrew Wilkie, a former soldier and intelligence analyst, told the ABC in Hobart that the war had been lost. He says he knows for those who've lost loved ones in Afghanistan that that news is hard to hear.
It must sound dreadful, and my heart goes out to them. I'm a former lieutenant colonel myself. My former unit, the 6th Battalion, has lost many soldiers in Afghanistan. It is a shocking prospect to think that your son or daughter might have died in vain. But I say to those people that they haven't died in vain, in that we have brought respite and we have helped the people that we are in contact with within our small part of Afghanistan. Unfortunately, though, the war is lost. It's just holding the line until we can get out of there. And that's hard for people. And the problem we've got right now is a lack of backbone from politicians who are prepared to say it as it is.
Independent MP Andrew Wilkie ending that report from our Chief Political Correspondent, Sabra Lane.